Praise the Lord. Pastor, my question is two, pertaining to baptism.
Yes.
I have two questions to ask. What about in a case whereby this very person...
Can we hear her, please? You say what?
What about in a case whereby this very person was opportunity to hear the message of salvation, but was not opportunity to baptize before his death? What will happen in kind of that kind of person after he repented?
You say he repented.
He repented.
But he had no opportunity.
And maybe on his way going, he got the message and was touched and repented and decided to live for God. But later on his way coming from where he went to.
From where he gave his life to Christ.
Yes.
On his way coming from where he gave his life to Christ. And he died without baptism and probably without the Holy Ghost too.
Yes.
So what is your question?
Can such person make heaven?
Anyway, church, listen. God is not making gamble in saving the people. God is not going about town. Hey, who are going to save today? Hey, all these people for this town. How many people go green follow me? Hey, make a try. See whether for this village they go green. Then, somebody now, they believe. Then, but as God came to save him, before he could get to the water, he died. Hey! God will say, I nearly saved this one. It's not like that. There is a book of life with names written the day you gave your life to Christ. No. It was written from the foundation of the world. Before Adam fell, God knew that his children, that Adam will fall. Did he know, sister? Did he know? Answer me. Did God know that serpent will tempt his children and they will fall in the Garden of Eden?
I believe God will know.
Did God know that today you will be standing here before Adam fell? Did God know about you that you will be standing here?
Yes, yes.
6,000 years after you'll be here?
Yes. God
did he know?
Yes.
So also God knows those who will be saved and those who will not be saved. And it is that knowledge of those who will be saved that made him to write their names in the book of life. And if your name is in that book, nothing will happen to you until you go through all the processes for salvation and you receive eternal life.
My second question is, in a case whereby you are going to a Pentecostal home and we are baptized, you know the word of God, you finally find yourself maybe married to a man who deceived you and later on took you to a idol worshiper. So by then they now bath and baptize you bath that person in an idolly way. So and the person is already born again before, maybe has already baptized in the Pentecostal church. But now when the person married, so the man took the person to the idol worshiper and they now bath that person.
Praise the Lord. So what is your question?
Can such person repeat the baptism again as formally baptized? Or what will such person do to be pleased with God?
Actually, what you are saying is you gave your life to Christ.
Yes.
And you backslid it.
Yes.
That's your question.
Yes.
So what should you do now to come back to God? It will be a backsliding Christian that after you have received Christ, you go and marry an unbeliever.
Yes.
He's a backsliding Christian. And to confirm that you are backsliding, you begin following them to where they go.
Yes.
So your question is, if you backslid, can you come back? Sure. It is the mercy of God that you are still alive, giving you opportunity to come back and repent.
But they already bathed that person in the water, all this idol worshiper water.
Not be only that one. Once you are an unbeliever, you don't know the limit that a backslider can go. A backsliding Christian can even murder somebody, kill somebody, and that life can never be returned. So the question is, will God forgive him? So there is nothing you can do. Not only bath, What are the one where you chop? Praise the Lord. Baptism is once if you have done it correctly. But if you did it in a Pentecostal church, of course you didn't do it correctly. Because most of them, if not all, say, because of the doctrine of Trinity, they are not able to catch that revelation of Matthew 28:19. So, you go now. I think now you. No. Not you. So you go now. I'll go and repent. Never to go back to that again. And go do correct water baptism.
Again.
You did you baptize before?
The person baptized before.
Normally. In which name did you baptize?
I don't know.
You don't know? Go and ask the person.
It's my sister.
Okay. Ask the person. Which church did he baptize?
Assembly of God Church.
No, they baptized wrong there.
Assembly of God Church?
Yes.
No, Marchand Baptist.
Is it your first time of coming here?
I've come here for some nights.
Okay, last week. Did you, a Tuesday program, is it your first time of coming here Tuesday?
Yes.
Eh? So all this teaching, what I teach today? Eh? You are almost failing this baptismal school.
The Assembly of God did Marshall baptism too.
They did Assemblies of God will take you to church, to the river or to the water, and baptize you in the name of the Father,
yes,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and put you inside the water and bring you out after baptismal school.
Yes.
I am saying it is wrong. This is the correct one. Tell them to take the people to the water according to Matthew 28:19 and baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If they call the title instead of the name, they have not baptized you. Let every one of you in that church go and re-baptize.
Thank you, sir.
Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Hallelujah. Some people will hear me now, they go vex. Assemblies? Hey, don't matter, useless man. What's he saying? When our General Overseer for Nigeria, he's a professor. I think he's a professor. So he said, I'm me here. I'll be ordinary brother. He is a professor. Me, I'll be brother. So how can I know more than him? I don't know more than him. What happened? Are you from Assemblies? You want to support what I'm saying? Eh?
I want to say something based on the Matthew 28:19.
Are you from Assemblies?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Catholic Church.
Catholic?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. In Matthew 28:19 says,
yes.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why 28 said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of your age.
Yes.
So, the reason why I'm saying this is based on what you told the last person that left.
Yes.
You said, that they should go and baptize in the name of Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
that whosoever that baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they baptized it wrong. Which is the Bible, as in my own Bible, New King James Version said that you should baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's like you know Bible very well. I love that. And hold on to it. Don't let anybody tell you anything contrary to this Bible. Wait. You are from Catholic.
Yeah.
Can you open the scripture that brings sprinkling and infant baptism? Show us, because you know Bible very well.
I know it's in Acts, but I can't figure out the particular verse.
In the Acts of Apostles, where they baptize infants.
Even here in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, say that you should baptize, I'll be with you to the end of your age.
I'm talking about, okay, that one, whether now small Peking or big Peking, you can baptize, Avi?
Of course.
Of course. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, which gospel did you preach to that infant that was born and the person believed? Which one? What did you tell the infant?
Even what you are baptized.
What did you tell the infant? Go and preach. It's after preaching now when they believe you baptize.
That is the reason why we are giving them Godmother and Godfather.
Godmother.
Because
Godmother.
They are the people that will support them and give them the light. So, the way to follow.
So which scripture gives Godfather and Godmother? Which scripture?
The scripture they said Godmother and Godfather.
Yes, to stand for them.
I believe it's based on the doctrine of the church. Here, there is doctrine that is followed, that is abiding.
Okay, there's doctrine of church.
Of course.
Okay, there's doctrine of church.
Yes.
And there's doctrine of Bible.
There is nothing like doctrine of the Bible.
Eh? There's doctrine of church and there's doctrine of Bible.
There is nothing like doctrine of the Bible.
Eh? Open Galatians chapter 1.
Galatians
chapter 1. Praise the Lord. This sister, she vexed. Galatians chapter 1.
They said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Go ahead, next verse. Okay, can you read to the screen, sister?
Which is not another, but
yes.
There be some that troubled you,
uh-huh,
and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Next verse. Read the next verse. 8.
Okay. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached.
Verse 9
said, what he said before. So say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Accursed. So, anything contrary to what the apostles preach, anybody that teaches it, the person is what? Accursed. Now, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant. No man is qualified to stand for another human being when it comes to salvation. Only Jesus.
Yeah.
There is one mediator, the Bible says so, between God and man. The man, Jesus. Because he's the one that died and suffered for our redemption. If any man come to stand in the gap for a child, he is Antichrist. He's taking the position of Jesus Christ, according to the Bible. But let me not go too far, sister. The one that vexed you so much. Let's go to Matthew 28, verse 19. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, it means the Father has a name. Am I correct?
Please, sir. Can you please tell me the name of the Father?
Thank you. Hey, I like that. Hey. Hallelujah. But before I tell you the name of our Heavenly Father, I want to be sure you understand what I'm talking about.
Of course, I do.
What is the name of your father?
The name of my father is Cyprian. Mr. Cyprian Abel.
Cyprian?
Yeah.
So his name is not father. Am I correct? His name is not father. Is that his name?
That's the name of my father.
No, answer. Let's talk.
We are talking about what the scripture said here.
I am
the
talking another said, thing, not the scripture now.
Okay, the name of my father.
Yes.
The name of my father, given to him by his parents.
What is the name?
Cyprian.
Cyprian.
Yeah.
So if I tell you to do anything in the name of your father, which name will you use?
My father's name, Cyprian.
Eh?
Cyprian.
But I say you should go and do it in the name of the father. Why will you use Cyprian?
You asked me to go and do something in the name of my father.
Yes.
Then my father here is Cyprian.
Eh, not father. Praise the Lord. So if the Bible says we should go and baptize in the name of the Father, it means the Father has a name.
Yeah. I asked again.
Yes.
Please, can you tell me the name of the Father?
Now, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, before I tell you the name of the Father, let us know who is the Father of Jesus. Let's know who he is first. Matthew chapter 1. Are you there?
Yes.
Verse 18.
Now.
Listen. Now, hold on. I want you to cool down. See, we are not fighting.
No, we are not fighting.
Eh? We are not fighting. So that we can understand ourselves. You know, you can help me to understand Bible today.
No,
and me too, I can help you to understand Bible.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was...
This is how Jesus was born. Uh-huh.
After his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
She was born with a child of who?
Holy Spirit.
Who pregnanted Mary?
The Holy Spirit descended on her.
So the Holy Ghost pregnanted her?
Yes.
So who is the father of that baby in the womb?
The father is Joseph. And Lord, as our God.
You just read something now.
Yes, God.
The Bible says, before Joseph could come to her, she was found with a child of who?
Of God. Of Holy Spirit.
So therefore the Holy Spirit is the father of that child.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So anytime the child calls the father, he's calling the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit and the father is one the same person.
Sorry?
The father
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit is the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Now go to John chapter 5. So let's know his name now. Verse 43.
Verse 43. I have come in my father's name.
Eh?
I have come in my father's name.
Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
So Jesus is saying what?
I have come in my father's name.
Finish the verse. Go on.
And you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, but you will receive.
So he is saying that he came in his father's name. Which name did he come in?
In his father's name.
What is the name?
The Holy Spirit.
Was that his name?
Jesus said that he has come in his father's name.
What is his name?
He didn't mention any name here, but the name of his father is the Holy Spirit.
Who is the person speaking? What is his name?
Jesus is speaking. He said, I have come.
What is the name of the person speaking?
Jesus.
And he is saying that name that he has is his father's name.
Yeah.
So what is the father's name?
The Holy Spirit, Jesus is not his father's name because the Bible did not say that. What are they saying, Jesus?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, I told you to relax.
Of course.
If you come with fighting spirit, wait first. Sister, we are trying to help you. You know why I'm allowing it? It's because so many other people are hearing her and they will hear her. Her argument is from somewhere. So help her. This time, the day they catch the truth, they will hold on to it very well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said the whole heaven rejoices when one soul repents. And the only repentance that God is looking for now is repentance from false doctrines. Heaven rejoices when your eyes are open. Somebody is saying that his name is the name of his father. The name that Jesus bears is the name of his father. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have seen it now. That scripture, he said, I come in my father's name. Eh? He said, and you will not receive me. If another one come in his own name, that is the Antichrist, him you will receive. So that is a key for you to know that the name of Jesus is the name of his father. That's what it means. Now in John 17 verse 6, he said, he was praying to the father, and he said, I have manifested thy name to the world. Which name did he manifest to the world?
Jesus.
Eh?
Jesus.
He said manifest his name. So it, and that name is Jesus. Because it is only in that name you pray, and something will happen. The name. Only that name, Jesus. Only that name, Jesus. At the mention of that name, every knee must. Hallelujah. Now, I've not finished. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. John 14, 26.
But the Helper,
uh-huh,
the Holy Spirit,
uh-huh,
whom the Father will send in my name.
Who is the person speaking?
Jesus is speaking.
He said the Holy Ghost, the Father will send it in which name?
In his name.
Which name?
In Jesus' name.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Okay.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
The name of the Holy Ghost.
Is what?
Is Jesus.
Is Jesus.
See, he said here. Let me understand.
Talk
here
to microphone.
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost here is the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name. Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
This simply means that the name of the Holy Ghost will be what?
Jesus.
You know, Kacha?
Yes, I did.
Eh?
I did. Just one moment.
Joseph Alu. Talk with her. Praise the Lord. She has locked her heart. No matter what you say. Like. And that is the problem with Christianity. Amen. Can we clap our hands for Jesus?
Praise the Lord. Yeah. So, there is one question I want to ask. By the special grace of God, you know, when you talk about most of all these leaders in the churches, sometimes you discover that they are just saying nothing. I met a leader in the church, so we're just debating over some issues. Then she now says something that she had asked the pastor that when we get to heaven, since the Bible says that go and baptize in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that when we go to heaven, we are going to see the Father, we are going to see the Son, and we are going to see the Holy Ghost. Then, and I called her and said, Mommy, the way I'm looking at you, you are sounding as if, based on the, because they made her a deaconess in their church. So I was trying to put her in order. She said no, that she have asked that question to the pastor, and the pastor said that it is true, that when we go to heaven, we're going to see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I want you to, you know, clarify something to us.
You are not married. Are you married?
Yes, sir.
You are married?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come forward small. You are married?
Yes, sir.
You have a father.
Of course, yes, sir.
Now, because you have a father, who are you to the father, to your father?
I'm the son to the father.
Now, because you have a wife, who are you to your wife?
I'm the husband.
Now, because you have a child, who are you to a child?
I'm the father.
So, you are the husband, the father, the son. So, if we go to heaven, we shall see the father, we shall see the son, we shall see the Holy Ghost. But he is one.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Now, sir, by the special grace of God, God help me just to discover.
But if they were trying to use that to say we shall see three personalities.
That's what she's saying.
They are wrong. They will get there and they will be very disappointed if they get there with that.
Yeah, okay. Now, I want to read book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. That's what God, you know, helped me to discover. Chapter 16 says, who alone is immortal, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and mighty forever. So when I now discovered it, I was kind of telling them that when we are talking about God, God is a spirit, is not a human being, it's not a person. That God was in Jesus, reconciling man back to himself. When I presented this scripture, you know, to them, he has nothing to say about it.
Concerning the doctrine of Trinity, there is the doctrine that says God is three persons in one God is unscriptural. No scripture that supports that in the Bible. What the people are unable, just as they are unable to interpret Matthew 28, verse 19, so also they are unable to understand the Godhead. Church, listen. It is three offices of one God, not three personalities. It is one God, the Father above us, for he created all of us, therefore he is our Father. And when he wanted to redeem his children that we are lost, he got himself a body in the womb of a virgin woman to be his dwelling place, to do the reconciliation. So it is the same God, the Father, that came in his Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him, Jesus, should all fullness dwell. Colossians 2, verse 9. That in him, Jesus Christ, in him, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Timothy 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifested in the flesh. And in verse 15, Colossians chapter 1, he said, Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. That is who our God is. He was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to dwell. It was in him. So, it was nothing but the same God in an office for redemption. And when he finished paying the price on the cross of Calvary, he went to what he has always been, to come back to dwell in those he has redeemed as the Holy Ghost. The same one, the great eternal spirit that was in Christ, is the same one that is in us now as the Holy Ghost. Not three persons, but three offices of one God. Hear, O ye Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Lord your God, he is one Lord, one God. One God, one faith, one baptism, one Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's nothing like Trinity. It's one God. You go to heaven. And for now, if you like, look, ask like Philip asked in John chapter 14. Go and do dry fasting. Say, God, reveal yourself to me. I want to see you. I want to see you. And Jesus answered Philip. I should show you the Father. Philip, have I been so long with you and you still don't know me? Have I not told you that if you see me, you have seen the Father? Why are you saying I should show you the Father again? Anybody now, go and pray. Father, I want to see you. The person that will appear will be Jesus. Your Father has come. Praise the Lord. Because no man can see God at any time. But Jesus, he has chosen as his image. So if you want to see God, you will see him. You see Jesus. The image of the invisible God. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why, apart from Tuesdays, any other service we have here on Sundays, and this, when you drink this water, some of you will vomit something after drinking it. I think last Sunday, is it Sunday or Friday? Some people, at my word, you were vomiting some things. You didn't drink any water. You didn't take any oil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you are receiving your healing. I say receive your healing. You say amen. You connected and you receive your healing. So, but this water, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is according to our faith. Oil, handkerchief, whatever it is. When you drink this water, after this water is anointed, it becomes Holy Ghost water. Then you will go to your seat and pray. Praise the Lord. By this water, somebody here, you will testify. I say by this water, you will testify. I say it again, as you will drink this water today, there will be environmental sanitation in your body. God will use this water. Listen, I have prayed for several people. It started one day. You know, something always starts one day. Somebody came to me with HIV, AIDS. And I was praying in my office, and the Holy Ghost told me to take salt. That's years before I got to know this thing Brother Wisdom was teaching us about salt. I think it was last year he told us about salt. But some few years back, in my office, I was praying for somebody. The Holy Ghost told me I should put salt inside water and give the person to drink. That was what he told me. And I quickly looked for salt, put it inside the Ragolis bottle of water. I blessed it and I prayed. And I gave, it's a young girl, and she drank it. I think 1 week after or so, she came back. That she had finished it. And I told her to go for the test. Anytime I hear from above, I like to confirm the voice that speaks to me. I say, go now and have your test. That is how the HIV something disappeared. And from then on, I began to apply that faith on those who have HIV, especially those serious cases that blow to AIDS. And it has not failed one day. Some may be immediate, some take some time, but they all receive the healing. And you know, I have a witness because Brother Jerry is here. He knows when I'm praying for them. He knows when they come with the result to show us. I'm telling you that this water that you are holding, it is not the water that heals, but it is your faith. If you ask the Lord, Lord, as I apply this water, you know what your problem is. I don't have favor anywhere I go. Lord, as I rub this water on my face, Lord, let favor begin to follow me. If you say that prayer and you rub that water on your face, favor will follow you. Money not stay for my hand. Rub that water on your hand. Stagnation. Arise, I fall. Pour, sprinkle that water on your legs. This wound refused to go. Sprinkle that water on that wound. Eye trouble. Put that water on your eye, your ear. Anywhere. Sprinkle it on your hair. Any witch that carry your hair anywhere. Something will happen. When the Holy Ghost ministered to us to bless this water for you, we decided so that you will know this is God, that we will not give you water. You will bring the water by yourself. So that when it happens, you will give glory to God. That is why you brought the water yourself. Some people sell water in their churches, but we will not sell anything that comes from the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Directly or indirectly, we will not charge you. Praise God. Let's go into action.